Hi, this is Susan from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to proceed with the survey?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Am I speaking with Timothy?
Tim. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see here. To start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry?
Started since 1988.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile, cement, house?
Marble mason.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, foreman?
Setter.
Okay.
Installer.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
Nope. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, excuse me. Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately?
It was privately.
Privately? Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More.
More? We're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID, dust, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? In person, online?
No, I haven't.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political convincing? Yes
no.
Or no? No?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
No, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, never occasionally or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from 1, you are most likely to get your news from, to one you are least likely to get your news from. Now, okay, I'm going to read them out, and please rank those sources from one to five, with one being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and five being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Cable news.
No.
No, okay. Friends and neighbors.
Less likely.
Okay. Radio?
No.
The internet or social media?
Internet.
Okay. Print or online newspapers?
No.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
No.
Just a moment. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, another news channel?
None of those.
Okay. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, healthcare, the environment, foreign policy, education, jobs, and then the economy, immigration.
Healthcare, jobs, and
economy.
What was the other one you mentioned? Yeah.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Important.
Important, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm not sure.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this, GM, Ford, and
GM.
Stellantis, or the United GM?
Or the, no, I'm sorry, not GM, but the auto workers.
The auto workers, much more,
yep.
Or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. I know you're tired. We're almost done, I promise. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. You can say approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly on his job as president overall.
I disapprove with him strongly.
Okay. Immigration?
Bad.
Okay. Healthcare?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Support for labor unions?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay. The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other officials in November 2024? Are you also certain to vote? Probably, almost certain, 50-50?
I'm probably, yes.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. returning back-to-back BAC, I'm sorry, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union for just fair, good, or excellent?
It's excellent.
Excellent, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union for just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Okay. Let's see. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
I don't really know.
Okay. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on your, in your own words?
Pay raise.
Thank you.
Pay raise and more jobs.
And more jobs? Okay.
Yeah.
And more jobs. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And almost here. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, mail, email, text?
Email.
Email. Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Once a year? Never?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. Okay, well, almost done. I would like to ask you a few questions for service purposes, generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Timothy.
Thank you, Timothy. It's been a pleasure listening to your answers, and also thank you for being patient with me. We have completed the survey. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.